You are listening to the Mindful Marketing Show podcast, episode 43.
Welcome to the Mindful Marketing Show with Kimberly Maska. You are about to be empowered as we teach you the best marketing strategies used by today's spiritual entrepreneurs. Get ready to share your message and inspire people worldwide.
Hello, I am Kimberly Maska, your Mindful Marketer, and I would like to welcome you to the relaunch of the Mindful Marketing Show, the podcast for spiritual entrepreneurs who are ready to change the world with their gift and have a business that reflects their authentic self. To celebrate the relaunch, I have a free gift for you. It is the Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business Guide. In it, you will find all of the tools you need to, well, jumpstart your spiritual business and create an abundance of time, money, and freedom. Don't wait to share your gift with the world. Get your copy of Jumpstart Your Spiritual Business today at mindfulmarketingshow.com. Now, before we jump in, this episode is brought to you by Kickstart Cart, my shopping cart of choice for myself and my clients. It has everything you need to create the business of your dreams with passive income, or as I like to call it, making money while you meditate. Picking the right shopping cart for your business is a big deal, and it can be very confusing. So what I have done is created a free workshop for you to help you through the decision-making process. You can find this free shopping cart workshop at mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. That is mindfulmarketingshow.com/kickstart. Now let's listen to this episode. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome. I am Kimberly Maska, your host of Mindful Marketing, the podcast where today's mind, body, spirit thought leaders discuss the latest strategies to build your business and take the icky out of marketing. Joining us today is Jules Kennedy. Jules has been doing psychic readings, counseling, and consulting work for over 27 years. Her unique style of blending multidimensional psychic perception into practical reality allows for interesting dynamics to work between client and consultant. Her services include career coaching and assessment, multidimensional consultation, light work instruction, relationship counseling, and spiritual advice.
Welcome everyone to Mindful Marketing. Today we have joining us Jules. Jules, I'm so excited to have you here. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Wonderful. So you have, I love your catchphrase, which is Destiny by Divine. Tell me a little bit about that and how you started down this path of living your life's dream.
Okay. I actually got thrown into doing psychic readings about 30 years ago when I was unemployed. Didn't even know I had any gifts. And I was in a new city, I split up from my then husband and was looking for work. I started doing readings for a psychic line just because that was the only thing that seemed to fit. And I've worked on psychic lines. I've had a private practice for almost 30 years. I'm also a channel. So I have three books currently on self-published on the market. I've had a couple other books published and have six more to publish. I work with people basically on their life path when they're ready to really explore their soul work. When people start meeting soulmates and others who are of like mind and soul vibration, it can be a very confusing time. Also, they start having a lot of transformation, moving, maybe from the corporate world or work that they've done for years that they are no longer satisfied with, and move more into what their soul is calling them to do. So that's why it's called Destiny by Divine. I work with people in the corporate world, in starting small businesses, and also in relationship, health issues, any topic that comes up.
Fantastic. I know so many people need guidance around those turning points in their lives.
Definitely. Definitely.
So what are you finding are your greatest challenges, specifically marketing to, we're very much in the mind, body, spirit community. And sometimes marketing, I always laugh with many of my clients call it icky. So what do you see are the challenges within our arena?
My first memory of marketing, icky marketing, was in my undergrad when I took a marketing course. And I had a big blow up with my marketing professor, and he lowered my grade because he was just so frustrated with me. My idea, And I would imagine that many people who are working their spiritual gifts and helping others, we believe that it should be very easy to draw customers or clients to us. And I've had some luck with that, but also there are many people, clients are out there, but they aren't aware of who we are and what we do, and they have to find that connection with us. So marketing has been a really on and off kind of thing for me, because I don't want to do it 24/7, and I'm kind of spontaneous. If, you know, I'll have waves of clients come to me 1 week, and then for 3 weeks, nothing. And I need to be consistent. I'm looking for some advice on how to build a marketing plan and begin to follow it so that it's easy and not icky and productive.
Absolutely. And you know what I think? We're going to, I'll let my listeners know, we're going to do a little different format. We're going to talk about, I'm going to give some advice on how to do this, because you're right. When you have these special gifts, marketing is the last thing in the world you want to be doing. You want to be helping people, not marketing to them.
Right. Exactly. And I find myself, you know, after a long day of working with clients, I'm very tired and I feel fulfilled, but I'm tired. That's the last thing I want to do, is sit down to the computer or mail out postcards or whatever.
Mm. Right, right. Well, I'll say this, you know, part of being successful at anything that we're doing is having a strategy in place and knowing what that strategy is. And part of it is also making sure that strategy resonates with us. Because if we don't, like you said, when you don't want to do it, and you're like, oh, I don't want to go send out whatever mailers, or you don't want to get on social media, then we're just not going to do it. And then it just everything goes to hell in a handbasket. So it's so important to have a coach, I think, is so important especially when you're first starting out, which sounds really hard, because someone says, well, I'm just starting out and where do you spend the money? But you can save yourself so much time and money having a coach that can walk you through it and lay out a good plan and figure out what to do first and how to really make the most out of what you're doing.
Yes. Yes. The support is essential, I think.
Exactly. Exactly. The support is so key. So let's talk a little bit about, I think you had mentioned before we got on the call, talking a lot, redefining your market. So let's talk a little bit about who your ideal client is, because this is one of the first things anyone who's worked with me knows. One of the very first things I have you do is create what I call an avatar. So with your avatar, so who is your avatar? Who is your ideal client?
Wow. I seem to be branching into all different avenues, but because I want to work, I've lately been working with a couple of people in the corporate world who are thinking about placing me on retainer so that I can do readings and workshops and so forth within their business. So I would say I have a passion to work with those in business, especially female entrepreneurs. But I also love working with creatives and visionaries, you know, artists and those who have a really keen vision and are creating things in the world. So my market is broad and I'm trying to narrow it down. So maybe you can help me with that.
Sure. Yeah. You know, it's so hard because when you have these beautiful gifts, you know, you can help everybody. And I think that's like the first pitfall in the mind, body, spirit community, is that we know what we have is for everyone. And so you say, I can help everyone, but it's impossible to market to everyone. So the key is really going to be to narrow that down and see what resonates most with you. So you might have a business opportunity to go into, you know, be on a retainer, and maybe that sounds great financially, but maybe that doesn't feel great, like, you know, doesn't resonate with you, isn't the right vibration level for you. So then maybe you say, well, we don't know, the artist people, that's really what I want. So I think it's about defining who that is initially. And when you know which one it is, then you define. So I have my clients go through a process, and it's an avatar creation. And just, I'm going to toss this out there. My book, Mindful Marketing, will be coming out soon. And in Mindful Marketing, I walk through all the steps that you can go through to create who your avatar is. But it's everything from, I actually give her a name or him, depending on who your ideal client is. So I would give them a name, and then start to really think about, what is she or he like? I'm going to say she, it's just going to be easier. What is she like? What does she dislike? Who does she like? Who does she dislike? What does she do when she gets up in the morning? What's her dreams? What are her fears? And once you can define down to a really key level of who she is and you can envision her, you have an idea of what she looks like and how she lives, then every time you go to create a marketing strategy or a campaign, you know exactly who you're talking to, and it will make your life so much easier because then you'll know when you're marketing to someone, you know where to find them. Because if you know who she is, you know where she goes. And then your marketing becomes so much easier.
Wow. It's so simple, but it seemed very complicated before I got here with you.
And it is because, again, like, you know, we always say we can help everyone, but it really is about defining who is that person. So I would name her, I would sit down and you know, can you meditate on it or however, whatever works best for you, and envision what she looks like. Give her a name, where does she live, how many kids does she have, like everything. And the more detail that you know about her, the more you'll know, you know, how she'll resonate with you and where to find her.
Okay, wonderful.
And that process should take like a minimum of like 90 minutes.
Ah,
cause,
all right.
Because it's easy to say, oh, I'm going to name her this, she does this and this and this. And like, so you can do it all 90 minutes in one sitting, or you can do a half hour block and then think about her and then go back and redefine who she is and then go back and do it again for a third time, do 30 minute blocks.
Okay. Do you ever work with people who, like, say I started out and I created this avatar and things were, you know, I started marketing and things were successful there, and then I want to add another avatar and then another avatar. Is that possible?
You can. It's kind of more, what'll happen is as you build a business like that, once you have your initial avatar and you're successful, here's my thing. You have to try it and try it long enough to know whether it's successful or not. And then once you know, then you can expand and expand and expand. And every time you expand, then that's when you start to hit the masses. But you have to start focused. I have a friend that gave me this analogy, and I'm sure many people have heard of it, but you have a pile of leaves, and you take a magnifying glass, and you put the magnifying glass all over the leaves, nothing's ever going to ignite. But if you hold the magnifying glass still long enough, the sun will come through, and eventually you'll have a fire. So it's about being laser-focused initially before you start to expand.
Right, and patient.
And patient, yes. But, you know, we also have to remember that maybe our avatar isn't right the first time. So there also has to be, it's that fine line between patience and then realizing that maybe that's not the right answer. And, you know, and those little failures help define, you know, will actually make your business more clear for you. So, you know, sometimes you have to kind of adjust based off of what you discover as you go through the process.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Wow.
All this information.
Yeah. Whoa.
So let's talk about your current marketing strategies and what have you done to reach your clients? I mean, you've been doing this for 30 years, so you've been doing something right. So what has worked best for you in your marketing strategies?
Wow. Well, I started out when the internet wasn't around and computers were, you know, I had one, but there was none of that connection. But years ago, my partner and I went on the road, lived in a small RV, and we would go to a certain area for a period of time, and people just kind of showed up. And he would draw people in and bring them to me, and I'd do readings. So that was fun. But then once the internet started happening, I just started putting a lot of free listings out there. I pay very little at this time for advertising, marketing, but I plan to expand that. But what I find most successful for myself is putting, like, I once did a radio program, and those links are still up. People tend to listen to what I have to say over and over again before they contact me, because I work on a level that maybe it's not everyday language. So I work on multidimensional information and creation and so forth. So sometimes it takes people a few listens before they're ready to make the contact. But podcasting, I'm looking to get into that. So this is a great way to reach a lot of people. I have books on the market, and people tend to find me that way. I haven't done a lot of marketing, well, simply because my personal life, my parents have passed away, but I was taking care of them, and life was just a little different, and I couldn't add the marketing piece. So, but I'm really looking to get out there with the social marketing. I have my website, blog, podcasting, and some online classes, and hopefully some public workshops and lectures.
Fantastic. So you're partway there. It's just about defining what pieces to do first that will get you the most bang for your buck.
Right.
So and I will say this, you said how like you don't put much money into marketing, and that I'll just point this out, from so many mind, body, spirit people do this. And it's and I love it, because we're all it's all about the law of attraction, right? So we all bring it in, and we do it all the time. But however, we have to remember we're running a business. It's not just a hobby. And so there has to be that combination of using the law of attraction to bring in the right people, but make sure it's really being run as a business. So I do recommend to all of my clients that when they're, creating their business and they're first starting to get money in, to always take at least 10% and put it aside for marketing. Because if you can take 10% of your gross and put it aside, you know it's there, then you can grow. But if you never put that money aside, you'll never grow. And that's just, it's that catch 22. I don't have money for marketing, but if you're not marketing, you're not making money. And so it has to be that willing to put that investment in.
Well, for me, it's where would be the best places for me to market and advertise. So I'm reexamining that and building like a marketing plan. And I do have a mentor, but I really feel I needed another one. So I'm in transition, but I agree with you. And once I have a written plan, and that's how I work. If I have a written plan and know where I'm going to go consistently for my marketing, I'll sit down and do the work.
Yeah, absolutely. Written plans are so key. That's the other thing. Sometimes people are like, it's all up in my head. And I'm I love that you can do that. However,
no kidding.
However, especially if you're working with a team, if it's just you, which it should never just be just you, then great, it's in your head. But when you have a team, it has to go somewhere.
Right. And I hope to draw in more people. So I'm really strong on writing things down so that others can understand the process. Someone could walk into the business and say, I could say, well, read the manual first, and then we'll go from there.
And I love that, I call them standard operating procedures. And it's so key to have those. Otherwise, you can't delegate work. You can't, you can't hire a virtual assistant or a regular assistant or any kind of employee unless you it takes more work to tell them what to do if you don't have a procedure in place. So procedures are so key.
Right. And I agree.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about platform building, because you have a lot of the pieces. And so I'm going to share my information on what a platform is, and I think how this can help you and my listeners, so that everybody knows what it is. Platform for me is just a way for people to communicate to more people. It's a way to expand your reach. And it gets all confusing. People call a platform, what is that? Well, just think of it as a way to reach more people. And there's pieces of the platform. One piece is your website, of course, which I will say should have an opt-in capture, so you're capturing email. And then you have your social media, which all should drive it back to your website as well. And then you have, the books. You said you have books, which is fantastic. We'll maybe chat a little bit about your books in a minute. So that's another piece of the platform. Another piece is you can do a podcast, which I love podcasting. You reach so many people that way. And being able to touch people that maybe can't afford your services or just want to hear what you have to say, or they're not quite ready. And then you also have doing live events, which is a fantastic way to reach people. And then I actually just hung up with someone on for another podcast that will play but right before yours. And a gentleman named James Sterling, and he does a lot of live stuff, and that's where he gets his people. So that's a fantastic venue for him. And then another thing is building products and marketing products. And so when you can pull all those together, that's the full platform that allows people to see you across the board. But it's about doing those and doing those with a real strategy to know how to make them the most successful.
Okay. Wonderful. Wow.
You're like, there's so much. Let's talk about your books. You said you self-published. Let's hear the titles just so that my listeners can also find you as they learn about what you do.
Okay. Dimensional Ascension is the first book. It's Multidimensional Living for Lightworker. The second book is Sexual Ascension. And that book is based on a lot of information about soulmate relationship and ascending through the sexual channels and orgasmic consciousness. I have a book titled The Risen. And that is a bunch of channelings that I've done over the years compiled into a book talking about angels and peace on money and manifestation and all different kinds of topics. I'm coming out soon with the Lightwork course. That will be an online course with a book included, but you can just work with the workbook. A couple other books coming out. I also have one, Opening Your Soul to Singing. Singing for Your Soul. I wrote a book on, just singing it out loud and bringing in the divine frequencies in that way. So I'm excited to expand on that and do some workshops, singing meditation workshops. I have a second book coming out, The Risen 2, and an addendum book to the Sexual Ascension book, and one coming out called Cosmic Mind.
Wow, you have been busy writing.
I have been. I've been very fortunate in my past to have a partner who really supports me. And I spent many years just channeling and writing and putting all this work together. I wouldn't have that time now. So I'm very grateful that I saved all that and, the work. The information carried with me through computer crash after computer crash. And, I plan on spending the winter months pulling it all together and adding some to it and getting the books on the market.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I will say this. You are my ideal client because you have so much content. And that is the easiest thing. My biggest struggle in working with a client that doesn't have their content together, because I have to wait for them to create.
Okay.
But when you have that much content, there's so many different ways you can break it down into different products. And so people, they think products and think online course, but there's so many things that you can do and the way you can market them. And one thing I didn't quite touch on when I was talking about the website piece and having an opt-in. So the opt-in is to capture the emails to build the list. And I think we should hopefully all know by now that your list equals money. So that means the energy of your list is equal to the energy of money. And so the best way to build your list is by doing launches and by selling products, because you can market and then get something in return, and you market and you get something in return. And that is the easiest way. And when you have that kind of content, there is always a way to then repackage and kind of rebrand pieces and get it out there to market. And that's so you're super lucky to have that much content already in place.
All right. Yes. I already have about 50 eBooks ready to go as well.
Wow.
So I'll add the podcasting and audio meditations and so forth soon. But yeah, I really could use a coach.
Well, we'll talk a little bit more about that with the podcast. So as you've built your business, and again, for 30 years, so I know it's been a little off and on, but are there certain tools that you use that have gotten you to where you're going to keep yourself organized, like from an entrepreneurial standpoint?
I used to have a cigar box full of notes that I would write to myself, and it would, it would get so full, and then I would put them in the computer. But the last couple of years, I'm pulling, because I had so many ideas and I wrote a whole book one time driving across country on napkins as I'm driving. That's not safe. I wouldn't advise that, but it was back roads and so forth. So I am now in the organizational space where I'm pulling all of that together so that I can get all the content out there and be more organized with it. Right now, it's not very organized, but I know where it all is.
So I'll give you a hint and a hint to all my listeners. So you should go out and get Evernote. And Evernote is free and is one of the most incredible tools you can use. And you can pay to upgrade. And it allows you to add pictures. And I put recipes in there. And like when you're out and you had a restaurant and see this bottle of wine you love, you can take a picture, put it right in your Evernote, you remember it later. It's really amazing. And when you're doing something like this and you're starting a new project, it's invaluable.
Okay. Right. I just downloaded it.
So. Oh, good.
Thank you.
And you know what's great too is it also has a mobile version. So you can have it on your computer and on your phone. So if you're out and you have a thought, you can hop into your Evernote, open it up, type it in, or there's a way to record it, and then the audio sits in the Evernote, which is fantastic.
Wonderful.
You won't have to use paper napkins anymore for notes.
I'm kind of old school. Sometimes I like to write the notes because it helps me to think, but I definitely want them all in one place on the computer. So.
Yep. I have to admit, I like to write things still too, but then I transfer it in, so... Sometimes it's double work, but then it sticks in my head and I remember exactly what it was.
Right. Right.
So is there a book that you've read that has helped you with your journey that has been, it could be a spiritual book, it could be a business book that has really helped you that is like, oh, that's my favorite book?
I began this journey, especially with my channeling work, by reading Bringers of the Dawn by Barbara Marciniak. It's been out on the market maybe 20, 25 years. I've read so many books, but that one always, I used to consider that my Bible. So that book helped me understand what my gifts are and why I have them and why I'm connected to the stars and the galactic community. It just kind of set my soul in the right place. I still open it up on occasion and just read a passage because I don't know. It was for me.
That's fantastic. I love it when a book really just touches our soul. I'm like, my book is The Spontaneous Fulfillment of Desire by Deepak Chopra. And that was the first book I read before I went on my spiritual journey. Like I was kind of, I bought some books and they weren't, I wasn't ready to hear them. And then when I got that book, I was like, wow. And I have my original copy has like little stickies all over, little tabs and notes, and I just all love it.
Yeah, I hear you. I'm a grad student going into a doctoral program, so I'm reading books all the time. But then, you know, I'll be assigned a book, I'll read it, and then there'll be three more books that kind of pop into the conversation or whatever. So I'm reading all kinds of things at this time, but Bringers of the Dawn, her work was, to me, was fantastic, so... I just gravitate back.
Wonderful. So looking back on your journey, knowing what you know now from a business standpoint, what would you have done differently?
I wouldn't say that I regret anything I've ever done, but I would have started my professional, becoming more professional and more business-like with my work maybe 20 years ago, before family members started aging and getting sick. Then I would have had something solid. So I've been kind of flitting out there here and there doing this and that in order to survive and not put the focus into making this business work financially, I guess, for me. So it supports me that I can do more of it.
Right. And touch more lives, really. That's
right.
The ultimate goal.
Right. That's what, yes, definitely.
Fantastic. Well, if someone wanted to get a reading from you, where would they find you?
JulesKennedy.com, JulesKennedy.com.
Fantastic. Well, I hope all the information we've imparted to my listeners has been helpful. I'm going to plug my book again. So my book will be coming out shortly called Mindful Marketing that will have all the information about the platform in it. And if anyone is interested in finding out more about this podcast and getting maybe some transcripts, whatever you like, you can text Mindful to 58885. Again, that's Mindful to 58885. Or come on over to the website, which is mindfulmarketingshow.com, and you can see bios of all of our guests, along with links to their websites, and learn more about them. So thank you so much, Jules, for joining me today. It was such a pleasure.
Thank you very much. I learned a lot.
You have been listening to the Mindful Marketing Show with me, your host, Kimberly Maska. You can get more information about this episode and all of my episodes at mindfulmarketingshow.com. There you'll find all of the show notes and links to the books and business resources we discussed. Again, that's mindfulmarketingshow.com. Until next time, be passionate, be inspired, and live your dream. Have a beautiful day.